Hi, everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. Three musicians of the African continent have teamed up to produce a blending of the three countries from which they hail, musically, that is. Driss El Maloumi from Morocco, performing on the oud, Rajer from Madagascar, performing on the valiha, and Balaké Sissoko from Mali, performing on the kora. Both the kora and the valiha are harp family relatives. And this first set is from their new recording titled Anarouz. Thank you. From the new recording by the trio Trois Ma, who are Balaké Sissoko on kora from Mali, Driss El Maloumi on oud from Morocco, and Rajier on the valija from Madagascar. And the kora and the valija both are harp family relatives. From their brand new recording, Anna Ruse, we heard Sans de Glace, followed by the title track, and finishing off with a piece called Awal, again from Trois Mâts. The CD is entitled Anna Ruse. Many years ago, producer Nick Gold wanted to bring together musicians from Africa and Cuba to produce a recording blending styles and traditions in music from their respective countries. But the African musicians' visas never materialized, and as a result, a very different recording ensued and made recording history. That record was the Buena Vista Social Club. But Nick Gold, he never gave up on his initial idea, and in 2010, the Africans and Cubans came together, finally, to produce the record, Afro-Cubism. And it turns out that Nick Gold was right all along, as well as we'll hear in this next set from Afro-Cubism.
Thank you.
blending styles of the African continent and Cuba in that last set. From the recording Afro-Cubism, quite a few number of artists participated in this recording. Among them were Tumani Diabate on kora from Mali, Eliades Ochoa on guitar from Cuba, Basiku Kouyaté from Senegal on Ngoni, who is a past festival international performer as well, Djelimari Tounkara on guitar from Mali. We heard two pieces, starting with Karamo, with Basiku and Djelimari weaving Cuban motifs into a Malian repertoire. And we had a vocal in that piece by the late Kasimari Diabate. And we also heard a very classic Cuban tune, Guantanamera, improvised here by Basiku Kouyaté on Ngoni, Tumani Diabate on kora, and Eliades Ochoa on guitar. A quiet, simple arrangement to finish off the recording. Next up, we've got music by Omar Sosa on piano and Sekou Keita on kora from their recording Transparent Water.
Thank you. So
from the Kronos Quartet with various artists participating in their project titled Pieces of Africa. We just heard Tilly Boyo, or Sunset, with Fode Musasuso on Kora. And he chose the name of this tune for the Kronos Quartet's project because when the sun goes down in an African village, that's the time when people like to get into the groove, a time to celebrate. Sunset, or Tilly Boyo. Before that, we heard from Omar Sosa on piano and Sekou Keita on kora from their recording Transparent Water, a piece titled Another Prayer, with Meiko Makazaki on koto, another harp family relative from Japan. Thank you. Piece there from a past festival international performer, Noura Mitsimali from Mauritania. From her most recent recording titled Arbina, we heard Swedi Kum. And at the top of that set, we heard from father and son, kora players Tumani Diabate and Sidiki Diabate. From their self-titled CD, the three tunes were Hamadou Touré, followed by Rashid Wigwini and Dr. Sheikh Modiba Diwara. And all three of these tunes were composed in praise of their namesakes, as is the griot or praise singer's tradition in Mali, lauding their patrons or famous people of the past. As a reminder, this has been Harpistry, which was produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana in Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry.
Inspired by George Frideric Handel, it's an oratorio depicting the creation of the world as described in the book of Genesis. I'm Jim Cunningham. On this week's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, music director Manfred Honeck leads the orchestra, soloists, and Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh in Haydn's The Creation. Made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh and the Helen Ruth Gordon Charitable Trust from Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.